You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, July 11th. I'm Mary Childs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 3,000. That's the threshold level the S&P 500 index crossed on July 10th for the first time ever. The index moved above that historic mark after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell added to the hopes for easier monetary policy in testimony to Congress. The S&P 500 ended the day below the 3,000 mark, closing at 2,993. The next number is 12%. That's how much subscriber growth one analyst expects Netflix to report for its June quarter. The streaming giant is scheduled to report its second quarter financial results after the market closes on July 17th. The company has forecast 8% growth. Its shares have risen more than 40% this year, as investors become more optimistic over its leading position in the video streaming market. But the company is also facing more competition from media conglomerates like Walt Disney, which plans to launch its own streaming service later this year. An analyst at Piper Jaffray says web search trend data show a positive trend for growth in domestic subscribers. Our last number is 9.5 million. That's how much inventories of crude oil dropped last week. That helped push oil prices higher, with the global benchmark of Brent crude oil climbing to $66.11 a barrel. The inventory decline reported by the U.S. Energy Information Administration exceeded analyst expectations. Estimates from the American Petroleum Institute were for a drop of 8.1 million barrels. It makes a full month of declines after several weeks of unseasonable builds. Those increases had spooked investors, concerned about a burgeoning supply glut in the U.S., which might have signaled falling demand and slowing economic growth. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, July 11th. I'm Mary Childs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.